Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 23, 1806. Lewis recovering fast. A fairly routine day, including rain, violent wind, and large, troublesome mosquitoes. Captain Clark writes,
"We set out early. The wind rose and became very hard. We passed the Sarwakarnahar River at 10 a.m., and at 11:30 the wind became so high and the water so rough that we were obliged to put to shore and continue until 3 p.m., when we had a small shower of rain, after which the wind lay, and we proceeded on. Soon after we landed, I sent Reuben and Joe Fields down to the next bottom of timber to hunt until our arrival. We proceeded on slowly and landed in the bottom. The hunters had killed 3 elk and 3 deer. The deer were poor and elk not fat. Had them fleeced and brought in. The mosquitoes large and very troublesome. At 4 p.m., a cloud from the northwest with a violent rain for about 30 minutes. After the rain, we again proceeded on. I observed great quantities of grapes and chokecherries. At dark, we landed on a small sandbar under a bluff on the southwest side and encamped. The situation was one which I had chosen to avoid the mosquitoes. They were not troublesome after we landed. We came 40 miles today. My friend Captain Lewis is recovering fast. The hole in his thigh where the ball passed out is closed and appears nearly well. The one where the ball entered discharges very well. Captain William Clark, August 23, 1806.
The Indian name for the river mentioned is Moreau River in Dewey County, South Dakota. Today's camp would have been in Potter County, South Dakota, probably below the present crossing of U.S. Highway 212. The site is now inundated by Owyhee Reservoir. The captains were very knowledgeable about bullet and puncture wounds and how to treat them by draining and healing them from the inside out. The healing of Lewis's wound is remarkable, as they did not have sulfa or penicillin to stop infections. Tomorrow, 43 miles.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.